Hello and welcome to Elevate. I'm Randy Taylor, and thank you very much for joining us for this audio introduction to the book. This has been an absolute work of passion for me to put this together. And again, thank you very much for joining me. There is a quote that I came across a number of years ago that I think truly articulates the direction of life for all of us. And the quote said, "When someone dies, the Greeks don't write obituaries. They simply ask, did they have passion?" I want you to consider the following very carefully. The absolute majority of people believe that where they are is where they're meant to be. I want you to know with everything that's inside of me that there is another way. What if this is your one moment in time, this exact moment when opportunity is knocking, announcing that you have the ability to change anything and everything? This one moment when you're faced with a real choice of what you can accomplish with your life. Will you set aside the opportunity to become and have and go everywhere and live with passion and purpose? Or will you turn away and commit the rest of your life to wondering what this is all about? Here is something that we all must know. In the 4.5 billion years that this rock has been spinning out here and the almost 7 billion people on it today, there has never been a you and there never will be again. What are you going to do with it? Here is where we begin then, with a question. Do you love the life that you're living? Have you always wondered if you're capable of more? If the answer is yes, understand that you're not alone. One of the greatest psychological challenges today is to somehow connect with a knowing that our lives matter, that we count for something, that in fact, we can live with purpose and passion, and to know that we are created to leave our mark here, to know that our destiny is completely of our own choosing. You are completely unique and capable of becoming anything that you set your mind to. Sadly, the absolute majority has fallen into the trap of capitalism that states, if you trade your effort and give up tens of thousands of hours of your life, you will be given enough money to sustain yourself. Recent surveys have shown that 84% of people currently employed said that they would be open to looking for a new job or employer this year. 70% of college graduates stated that the number one reason they attended school was to earn more money. In effect, they're making the agreement of trading life for money. There is another way. So, what is passion? Can you draw a picture of emotion, describe it in terms so that another will feel what you feel? The simple truth is that it's not possible. Yet emotion, passion specifically, is the greatest energy source of mankind. Passion has launched great wars, left footprints on the moon, sparked life for countless billions, created art and song and dance, and has been responsible for almost every great achievement of our species. The unique thing about passion is this. It can only be felt by the individual. I hated the hand I was dealt early on in life, and now I'm so grateful for it. I can't put into words just how fortunate I feel today. I was born into poverty and parent alcoholism and lived on the streets as a child. Because of what happened to me and where I was, I felt broken and incapable. Then I began to ask a question that changed everything. And that question was this. But what if they're wrong? What if where I am now has nothing to do with where I can go? That started the process and took me from where I was to where I am today. I discovered that this was not a question that only applied to me. It was true for anyone. I'm now driven every day to help as many people as I can make that question their own. To do this. To believe in themselves more than they do now, to take that belief and to use it to create a life of passion and purpose, to know why they're here, to become all that they're capable of and not to arrive at the end of life wondering what this was all about. What this process is designed to do is to help you to go deep inside of yourself to discover your passion. The contrast of the life you're deserving and the one you may be experiencing now will be more than you dream possible. Once you define your goals in life and find your passion, never expect the world to understand. They can't. Your passion and your emotionally connected goals are yours. One of the great traps society has laid is the notion that a sufficient amount of money equals success and happiness. I can tell you from the countless clients that I've worked with over the years, for all intents and purposes, who society said had made it, show up lost and broken and without purpose. I've had many sit in my office earning well over $1 million a year who, when we begin talking about purpose and passion in life, they get tears in their eyes. The truth is that the world is full of miserable rich people. What I'm speaking of is not a repudiation of wealth. On the contrary, we're all deserving of great wealth at the service of others while in the pursuit of our dreams. The caution I do have against wealth for wealth's sake is to ask, what are you willing to pay for it? A great many of those who have achieved great wealth would tell you in a quiet moment that they paid too much. It cost them their sense of purpose and passion and wonder. Sadly, it also cost them their health and their family and community and legacy. The price that they paid was too much. Four great words that sum up what our goal in life should be echo across the ages. Those words are etched in the pages of the American Constitution. They align the compass of our life's direction to grab hold of all that we're deserving of. Those words are the pursuit of happiness. In the simplest term, that's really what this process is all about. To discover your true goals and passion, to live it, to understand that this is truly what the pursuit of happiness is all about. Many may have the question, sure, but is this possible for me? It is a fact that it is possible for every one of us to arrive at this destination. What I will also tell you from the outset is that this will not be easy. Gaining the ultimate prize in life never is. Everything that is worth having is worth working for. There will be challenges and setbacks, sacrifices and doubts. Ask this question, though. What's the alternative? Consider for just a moment of what it would feel like one day at the end of your life here to realize that you never lived the life you were capable of. Coming to that sad realization that it's over and you never really tried. Jim Rohn once said, "We will all pay one of two pains in life. The pain of discipline," he said, "is small. The pain of regret is huge." Make the decision to not pay the latter. It is this pain beyond all else that I'm driven to help you avoid. Getting from where you are to where you want to be will involve a process. One of the greatest gifts to come from my work coaching thousands of individuals over many years has been to learn in real time what steps are necessary to create lasting change that can make anything possible for you, possible for anyone. The first step in discovering your own passion and vision in life is to begin first by tracking back your own journey of how you got here. It's not possible to make the necessary steps to go there if we don't first understand how we got here. There is a core process of success that is true for all of us. This is a question that I pose to every audience I speak to. Here it is. If you set a goal, find out what's necessary to achieve it, begin to invest in the activity, and you don't stop, is pretty much any goal in life possible? Every single time with every person in every audience, the answer is a resounding yes. That is an absolute. What stops us is what I now know to be the greatest nemesis of mankind in the achievement of success. It's that voice in our head that is constantly challenging everything that we desire. This voice is not something that we're born with. It's a voice created from hundreds of thousands of impressions from the world around us through personal experience. This voice is responsible for implanting the doubt into our minds. It's the subversion of our belief that creates the greatest challenge and, in the end, is responsible for countless millions not achieving what they were capable of or living the lives that they deserved. It is not possible to win the war if you first don't understand the enemy. You will come to know that the great dream slayer that has beaten you back thus far is little more than a thought. If you already know what your passion in life is, you will have succeeded in taking the first giant step towards living an authentic life. If you don't know what it is, this process will help you uncover it. It is of critical importance to know this. Living a life of passion and connecting to our own authentic goals is not something that's possible for some. Passion is inside each and every one of us. And here's what I know for sure. It's inside of you. Passion, after all, is the foundation of life itself and the magic elixir that provides the energy that makes everything possible. One of the pitfalls of the way our society is structured is that almost everything we do in life is related, equated, and cross-referenced with our job. That three-letter word is responsible in a very large way to causing the disconnect from living with passion for the majority. Passion is not a job, you see. Passion is a love of. Passion is a love of people or numbers, animals or technology, travel or health, children or philanthropy, storytelling, art or song or dance. Passion, you see, is the expression of the emotion that is evoked when partaking in what your heart beats for. A job is merely the societal capitalistic structure that allows us to derive income from the exchange of goods and services while engaging in what we love. Or at least that's how it should be. Why not allow your job to sustain you while engaged in the pursuit of happiness? It makes me smile to think back to the last time that I had a job. It was 29 years ago. Prior to that, I was one of those who kept trading life for money, moving from one employer to another in search of an answer that would create the emotion. I kept hoping that the change of scenery or an increase in salary or a new boss would be the magic pill that I was looking for that would light my fire of passion. 29 years ago, I embarked on a journey into the world of entertainment through radio and television. For 20 years, I loved every minute of it, and as a result, it was never work. 9 years ago, I turned off the microphone for the last time and left to do this. That move allowed me to push the passion meter even higher to involve my life in this most fascinating world of helping others achieve their dreams. Here is what I can tell you with total certainty. I have not worked a day in the past 29 years. I should also note that I was able to do all this with a grade 10 education. Along the path towards personal fulfillment and living a life of passion, there will be changes you'll likely need to make that will allow for the transformation. Nothing is as simple as, there it is, now go and get it. You're likely aware of the phenomenon of the book and documentary from a few years back called The Secret. It, of course, detailed the philosophy behind the law of attraction. Many people were initially drawn in, fascinated, and motivated by it. The law of attraction, you see, is absolute. The book and documentary, however, oversimplified it to a point of distraction. Esther Hicks, who was in the original version and then pulled out early over the media overhype, clarified what it takes to use the law of attraction, I think, better than I've ever heard it put. She said, "It would be easier to be hearing these words, the philosophy of the law of attraction, if they had come to you on your first day of life experience. But they're not. You've been here for a while." Ah, you see, there lies the true answer. We've been here for a while. The being here for a while has allowed for the intake of tens of thousands of hours of audio and video from the world around us. This information and the experiences we have all had have done two things. They have filled the subconscious mind with great information we can take and use, but they have also filled our heads with a great deal of psychological baggage that we carry around with us every day. This baggage, in effect, is the voice that we hear inside of our heads every day, all day long. This voice natters on as to why this won't work and why this is too hard and why we don't have what it takes to lead the life that we're deserving of or that we've always wanted. The great news is that there is tremendous science behind human behavior detailing the intake of the storage of information, how it affects our current and future decisions, and how it can be altered to serve us rather than tear us down. There is also an incredibly strong chemically addictive process linking emotions to behavior that must be controlled if we're to gain dominion over our lives. We will talk in great detail of this behavioral science and how to use it to our advantage. In the end, the most powerful component of true authentic success comes down to three simple words. They are belief, belief, and belief. Once you have uncovered your passion and vision in life, the real work starts of how to breathe life into it. The belief we spoke of will be tested in ways that you can't possibly know at this moment. One of the greatest tools you will need to overcome the challenge of the voice will be a well-laid-out map of how you plan on going from where you are to where you deserve to be. The primary positioning statement from the latest coaching program I developed, Breakthrough Coach, is this: the difference between wanting and having is doing. In the simplest terms, you're here and you want to be there. Getting there will involve devising a plan, taking the first step, and then investing the will and skill to continue doing what is necessary. As we discussed earlier, any goal is possible by implementing that simple philosophy. Set the goal, find out what's necessary to achieve it, begin to invest in the activity, and then don't stop. Again, great detail and attention will need to be paid to the planning of this journey. There are two paths that we will discuss in detail. They are the cliff or the bridge. The cliff being an abrupt change in what you're doing. The bridge will involve utilizing your current situation to allow for the change in transition to take place over time. It is important to know that both options are available to all of us. Twice, I chose the cliff. Looking back now, it may have been an easier journey if I had started off by using a bridge. You will ultimately be the one who decides which direction to take once you've identified your passion. We will also discuss the implementation process that will allow you to become a master at relationships. develop discipline and structure, improve focus, implement an entirely new approach to business development, and grow and improve in all areas of life. Success without balance, I believe, is a very hollow victory. As the great quote by Lao Tzu stated, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Nothing is possible without first a beginning." What we are not told in that quote is that we must keep walking. Taking that first step off the cliff or across the bridge can be empowering and exhilarating and frightening all in the same moment. Before long, however, the reality of the length of your journey will set in and your goal, which could be far off in the distance, may appear stationary. As a result, if we don't fully understand the psychological properties of the necessity of incremental growth, it will become increasingly more difficult to continue with the activity required. Without this, the voice in your head will in all likelihood win the day and convince you to stop walking long before you arrive at your destination. It is the stopping that has littered the pages of history with the broken dreams of the masses. Not that all dreams were not possible, they were. It's just that those who failed stopped. They stopped short of doing what was necessary to achieve the life that they were deserving of and to grab hold of the brass ring of life. Finally, we'll teach you one of life's great rules of success. This rule is the most basic and perhaps the most powerful of all that will allow you to move from living the life you are to the one that you're deserving of. This entire process will begin with the tiniest of sparks. That spark will give off a wisp of smoke until a small flame begins to take hold. Guard well the flame from the thieves that surround us every day, lest it be blown out and with it the promise of a life lived with passion. The last point that I would like to make is an appeal, really. This is a book, but I made the decision that I didn't want it to be just that. I truly am not writing this to put the term author on my business card or to simply take up another spot on your bookshelf. I want you to use it, to invest in the time and energy necessary through all aspects of growth to arrive at that place where you belong. I'm a collector of great stories, and I'll be waiting for yours. What drives me to write these words is the hope that one day soon, you will send me your story of where you are and what you have achieved and became. Know that I'll be waiting. We will begin with first the telling of a story. It's the story of why so many get lost on their journey of personal fulfillment. It's an illustration of the understanding of where your true magic lies. It's called the magic pill.